Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. One of the occupational hazards of A, working from home, and being in the IT industry is that, well, there's a lot of computers and related parts in my office. Especially when you've been at one place for, well, more than 10 years in this case, it is that's something that, I've accumulated quite a lot of things. And every once in a while, I'll go through and purge out things that are not useful, uninteresting, whatever. But over time, yes, I've accumulated quite a lot of stuff. And as I was on vacation, as one of the things I did was I cleaned out stuff that I had for a while and figured out, okay, what am I going to do with some of this stuff? Like an old scanner, which actually still works surprisingly. It's almost a 20-year-old scanner. It has USB 1.1 on it. I hooked it up to my MacBook and it still works. I didn't need driver software or anything for it. I had an old what was it? It was an old Dell Axim Pocket PC. Unfortunately, while it has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, the Wi-Fi doesn't even support Web 2. It's I'm sure the Internet Explorer browser doesn't really work with anything. The backup battery is dead in it. The normal battery seems to work okay, but it's like, okay, well, that has some useless value to it. Now the other thing I've got is because I used to support Nokia appliances out of my house. Those are, they run in, they typically put in a data center, and so you'd rack mount them. And at a certain point, I'd got a rack at my house, and it was a slant rack, and so you kind of mounted things at an angle, and it didn't have rack nuts and stuff. It was kind of it was kind of annoying to use, and so at some point, while I still worked for Nokia, I got a quarter height rack on casters, very, very big, solid thing. It's probably as high as some of the folding tables in my office, or a little bit lower than that. But I can rack mount a few things in it. It's got rack nuts and everything, and so I could put a few machines in there and it'd be good. Unfortunately, it's been sitting up, taking up space in my office for the last several years, because one of the things that's happening, my job's changed, so I'm not having to support appliances directly anymore. And also I can run stuff in virtual machines now. So I don't necessarily need that much physical hardware. And the physical hardware I do need, I can simulate it on desktops. I've got a couple of Dell servers here that they're desktop machines that have enough RAM and CPU and they run, they run virtual machines. And so they do an all right job at that. So, so that the physical things I do need are fairly small at this point, and that's really all I need. I haven't gotten rid of the rack yet. I did have, and I still have some old Nokia appliances in there, but I had in there what was an empty 4U case for, that I could put a computer in. Now it's I had a computer that was a server, and it's okay. Well, it's in a case that's kind of that has some issues with it. I'm like, all right, well, I'm on vacation. Let me, let's move this into the rack mount case, and let's actually make this rack actually do something again. So I went through the whole process of, transferring the computer, all the components and everything. And the problem is that this case, I bought it, I don't know, say I've had the case for several years. It was, I had it well before. I think I probably had it in 2008 or something, or earlier than that even. Unfortunately, things have gotten smaller in that time. Drives are now, 3.5 inch or 2.5 inch. This thing had a lot of 5.25 inch bays in it. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to work. It had enough 3.5 inch bays, but I needed something for 2.5 inch. I ended up buying one of these little adapter kits at Fry's or whatever that will allow me to put two drives, of a 2.5 inch variety into the space of in a 5.25 inch bay. A couple bucks of metal, not a big deal. I was able to get it to all work. Now, of course, the one problem I had, and this is what one of the things I don't miss about having to support Nokia appliances, is that these things are meant to run in a data center, and there's no you know, I don't really want to have like loud fans running all the time. It's not something that I'm thrilled with anymore. If I'm in a data center, I guess for a short period of time, that's great. But in an office in my house, it's perhaps not the best thing. So I did buy a fan that will arrive today from Amazon. Had I realized I was going to Fry's, I probably would have bought it at Fry's, but I had made that decision before I ended up realizing I was going to Fry's. And so I bought a fan and I'll replace it. You know, I think it's the one in there, who knows how old it is. But I'll get one of these maybe quieter fans and we'll see if that makes an improvement. I mean, it's not too loud, but it's louder. It definitely increased the noise floor a little bit. In general, this is how I justify my hoarding, right? It's all this money gets spent on things, and I've got over the years, because of all the stuff I've had to do, I've purchased switches, I've got network cables, I've got keyboards, I've got mice, I've got power cords, I've got screws, I've got all kinds of stuff that have to do with computers, and honestly, like, it doesn't take a lot of space to store an individual one of these things. Of course, it all adds up after a while. So at a certain point, I have to go through the bins and throw things away. Then I'm like, yeah, there's no chance that this is going to get used. And honestly, like, when you throw it away, it's it's not going to get used again. But some of the stuff, it's like, okay, you might find a use for this stuff. That's why I've got bins of just like different kinds of cables and different things. There's some time where you kind of look at that and go, hey, that might actually be useful. So let's use it, or let's set it aside and we'll use it another time. Because people come with old computers, and it's I inherited a neighbor's computer because they had some issue with it, and I did the data transfer to move the stuff from system A to system B, and they gave me their old computer, and so it's like, oh well, yeah, okay, there you go. And the computing that I need to do for my personal use is pretty minimal, right? I mean, I can use 10-year-old computers and it's fine. Somebody like my son who plays a lot of video games and so on, we built him a nice system that's using more modern components. But I guess that's how I justify my hoarding is, you never know when some of the stuff's going to come in, and throwing it away just seems kind of ridiculous, I know that recycling is, I won't say it's entirely a scam, but there's probably it could be done a lot better. And, the effort that you'd have to do to actually recover some of the materials in certain cases is maybe a lot more effort than it's actually worth. And that's a whole different discussion. But it seems to me that part of recycling is reusing stuff, right? We don't really focus on that too much. But that's something that, I'd like to try and reuse things as much as possible. So I'm not buying as much new stuff. I keep old things around for probably longer than I should. And over the years, I've gotten good at saying, okay, periodically I'll go through and call things out, because the last thing I want to do is end up like my mother or my grandmother, who had sheds of stuff that, when we had to move them or they passed away, is like, okay, this is a lot of stuff. It just needs to disappear. It's like, why did we keep this? And sometimes with some of the stuff I have in here, it's like, okay, why did I keep this? But I need to move again. I think that will help me purge a bunch of stuff. Even now, I know there's some stuff that I just need to get rid of, but I'm not as bad as I could be. And yeah, so hopefully after this vacation, I've at least identified more stuff that needs to be purged. And so it will be taken care of one way or the other. But I might as well use stuff as long as I can, because it's already been built and you should use it. We don't always need to have new things all the time. That's my thought anyway. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.